This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The other day, I stopped by Howlin' Ray's here in downtown Los Angeles. The year-old Nashville-style hot chicken spot has launched a bit of an obsession in this city. The chicken's fried, covered in enough cayenne pepper to make your eyes water. Lines stretch for hours, even during weekdays. Chef and owner Johnny Zone says he discovered the dish in Nashville, studied it, created his own version, and then brought it back here. First as a food truck, and now from a small storefront in Chinatown.
Yeah, so we're at Howlin' Ray's here in Chinatown in the Far East Plaza. We serve Nashville hot chicken here to the masses, 11 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday.
We're at about 10, 15 right now, and you guys have hundreds of orders? What's going on?
Yeah, so we do, in order to kind of alleviate some of the stress on the line, we noticed in the beginning when we first opened that the big orders would really kind of chalk up the line and make the line a little bit longer. So we started doing some of the bigger orders in the mornings. You can book it out. It's about a month and out right now to book an order.
Whoa, if I want to order Howlin' Ray's for my workplace a month from now,
yeah,
can you give it to me?
Yeah, and it's for 10 or more. That's kind of like the minimum requirement on it. Like we're cooking for the Dodgers today for 40 sandos for them.
Wow.
And like, you know, like we do pretty larger orders. It's gone past 10 people, you know, on the pre-orders.
So you've got a month-long wait for group orders. You've got a line out here that's growing. And again, it's only 10:30. What explains, do you think, the popularity of this, of what you're doing?
I don't know. I think it kind of just caught on. And I also think there's an opening in the market in the sense of a really high quality fried chicken. And in terms of like normal restaurant rules, we're not really following those.
Like, what do you mean?
Obviously, there's no storefront to the street, right? We're only open 5 hours a day. Our food costs are a little bit higher than normal. We are closed 2 days a week.
How are you confident enough to open a restaurant breaking all those rules? I mean, there's got to have been a moment where you're like, should we really be closed for 2 days? Should we really only be open for 5 hours a day?
So I named this business after my dad who passed away. His name is Ray Zone. He did 3D comic books and stuff like that. And when that happened, it kind of was like one of those moments, right? Where it's like, you know, like, screw it. I'm going to just... I opened this with credit cards and a loan for my wife's car.
Wow.
Unsecured. So a cool thing about unsecured loans is you could use that money for other things. And so I kind of was just like, I want to do this. We could have extended the hours, and that was the plan. But because so many people kind of just kept showing up and orders just kept rolling in, we were unable to expand the current operation without more space.
Right.
So that's what we're working on next is we're taking over next door and expanding the space so that we can open another day and more hours.
Why hot chicken? Like, why Nashville hot chicken? Why was that the passion?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been a chef for 12 years. So I was cooking French food. I was a butcher for Nobu Matsuhisa, just butchering fish in the morning, and worked for Thomas Keller. And Gordon Ramsay as well. So a lot of like French background and stuff. But when I had hot chicken in Nashville, I was doing a stage over at Sean Bock's place, Husk. And that's how we say hi. I just fell in love with it. Like, I was like, this is a perfect dish. I want to bring this to L.A. I felt like there's not a lot of people, not a lot of opportunities in life where you can say, I'm going to bring something to Los Angeles.
I hear there's another Nashville hot chicken shop that's opened up nearby. How's that affected you guys? Has it?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, when you're doing something at this level, you can take things in stride. So it's like, yeah, we there's a Nashville hot chicken spot that opened up pretty close. There's another one that opened up in Hollywood, and then another one, I think, in Orange County.
You know, you're doing something right.
Yeah, but honestly, like, it's awesome that there's so much love for hot chicken. And I'm so confident in our product and our team. If they get inspiration from us and they want to open up something similar, or like when we see on their Instagram, like they played it exactly how we played it, that's awesome. That means we're doing something right and we're ahead of the curve. And in fact, we actually promote those restaurants.
Why promote them?
Why promote them? Because LA is full of people who are quick to hate. And the restaurant industry is too hard. So you want to be supportive of people doing something they're passionate about, even if it stems from, you know, something you're doing. Don't be a hater, you know, like, support people.
And by the way, on the way out, it was about 10 minutes or so before the doors opened, the line of people waiting was wrapped around the plaza. We were able to try some of the chicken back at the office, including their hottest flavor, the Howlin' flavor. And this is what it sounded like.
It gets really...
Yeah, we've got the whole thing on our website, just to embarrass me, I think. That's marketplace.org.